This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Oh, man. God, I'm feeling like I'm on a high right now.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So for those of all listening to the podcast, make sure that you check out the last episode before this episode, which would be the episode we're doing with Michael Gerber there. And the E-Myth Revisited, the man himself. And I got to tell you, I think Kelly said this, which is there are very, 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 very few business books that she's read cover to cover. I can say there's very few books in general that I've read from cover to cover. And that was definitely one of the books, the E-Myth Revisited, that I was happy to read from cover to cover. So to have Michael here on the show and more specifically in studio, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah. He had a lot of energy. If he's at 80,
well, that's what I'm saying.
You look terrible.
My God. That's what I was asking. I was asking, like, you know, what's the fountain of youth? What's the secret to your success? How do you get all that energy thing going? And, like, he wouldn't reveal, like, any of that. And
wife number four.
You know what? That right there may just very well be the secret to life right there.
Fresh one.
In Chicago, there was a divorce attorney who got a lot of flack because what the billboard said was something to the extent of life is short, get a divorce. And ooh.
I bet he got a lot.
Wow.
Well, actually, here's the funny thing. It was a woman. It was a female attorney who had this billboard up, and it featured, I mean, look, I'm not going to lie here. There was a smoking hot dude, like, with his, you know, nipples and whatnots and waxes showing and whatnot.
Wow.
But fortunately, he was standing next to, like, a smoking hot chick with, like, her waxes and no nipples showing, unfortunately. But I was like, man, that's like, if I'm going to be selling my services as a divorce attorney, that's what I mean. Could there be possibly a better message? So there you go. So that is so that must be the secret to life.
Part owner in a dating site too, probably.
So as long as it's not Ashley Madison, I think you will be just fine.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. All right. So speaking of Ashley Madison, did you know, by the way, that the Playboy Mansion estate was sold? Did you hear that?
Yes.
So yeah, the Playboy Mansion estate
was for sale. It already sold.
It sold. Did you hear who bought it? Do you remember?
Nope.
No. So the guy who bought it was the guy who is the creator of the Twinkie. Isn't there something, like, incredibly ironic?
Yes.
To have, like,
that's so weird.
To have, like, a cream-filled dessert be the, you know, that funded the purchase of the cream-filled mansion. I mean, come on. There's got to be. And by the way, here's the saddest or scariest or funniest part about all of that. Hef isn't leaving.
I know he has to be allowed to stay, right?
So
kind of rent back.
Oh man, so it's kind of like a rent back, right? How does he pay in, like, blue and yellow pills? That's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, that's
just Playboy Playmates,
or just like old magazines at that point, you know? Because if you started the Twinkie, you got to be pretty aged. Isn't that how you say it when you want to make it two syllables? It's aged.
I don't know. Not if you eat your Twinkies, that you might get enough preservatives, you don't age.
Hey, you know what? There was just actually a report.
That's Michael's thing.
Here's what I know. My wife's grandmother lived till 98 or 99 years old, whatever it was, and she lived damn near on a diet for years of raw bacon and vodka.
No way.
Raw bacon.
Why
and vodka.
Raw bacon?
Why raw?
I don't know.
You can't even chew it.
You know what? Evidently, if you work hard enough at it and you swash it down and you swig it around with some vodka,
you
evidently can.
Wait, I was stuck on the raw bacon. What was the rest of the stuff? I got, like,
raw
blanked
bacon
out
and
after
vodka.
Raw
bacon
and vodka.
I know, shut down a little bit,
like,
too.
Like, raw bacon and vodka. So,
wow. So
here's the moral of the story. The moral of the story is, if you want to live to, you know, God knows how old, raw bacon and vodka and eat, evidently, a lot of dessert treats and by the way, Chicago Hostess, I mean, that's where it was. That's where it was manufactured forever. There was, like, people rioted when they said they were going to stop making Twinkies. Like, you know how, like, when the Bulls or the Blackhawks or, you know, the professional teams, like, when they win,
yeah, they fill the streets of Chicago.
They fill the streets. They riot. They turn over cars. They start fires. They loot. By the way, I don't think there's a better word on the planet than loot.
Than loot.
And by the way, do you know what loot is backwards?
Tool.
Tool, exactly. So everybody who is a looter is a tool. That's yeah. I think that somebody's like, what do we call these people? What do we call these people? They're tools. Yeah, but that's too obvious. Let's call them something else. Speaking of which, if you want to make my wife laugh, just go up to her and just say, Suna.
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 What does that mean?
It's the same thing as sort of genitala, but just backwards. So think about tool backwards, and then think about Suna backwards, and that will, I'll let you guys work on that one for a minute.
Oh.
So, yeah, you get it finally? So, yeah, and it's not S-O-O-N-A. It's S-U-N-A.
Got it.
And the funniest thing is, I just learned this. There is a sort of a little close play on words. There is an audio company that the company's name is Sanus. I kid you not. S-A-N-U-S. S-A-N-U-S. So when you're thinking about like things you want in your ear and things you don't want in your ear, I'm thinking that I don't want Sanus in my ear, but yet evidently this is a company that does fairly well.
That's for funny.
It's amazing someone wants us in their ear too.
Well,
isn't it?
You know, and by the way, the sole listener that we had to Reinvention Radio, we just lost him there with the Sanus gig. And Wade, what is Wade doing down there for you, Rich?
Are you? I don't. He's just looking for a Twinkie.
Well, I gotta say, is it a ho ho or is it a Twinkie?
I love Hostess. There was one, a store near the high school, junior high and high school in Minneapolis.
Yeah. What did you eat? What was your thing?
Ding dongs, frozen. I would freeze them.
A frozen ding dong?
Mm-hmm.
I have not lived.
And a ho ho.
Hmm. I've had frozen hoes. But
ho hoes and ding dongs.
Fro hoes and ding dongs.
Ho hoes and ding dongs.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, man.
What was that case again with the Twinkie defense?
What,
somebody murdered someone, or
yeah,
what was
here
it?
In California.
Somebody murdered someone and used a Twinkie as a defense mechanism.
They got off,
yes.
Too. I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
Beat Laura. The rap.
Yes, yep. The Twinkie defense. They call it the Twinkie.
It was literally called the Twinkie defense. I'll look it up right now.
Well, what's the moral of the story? Like somebody got mad because someone took their last
was
Twinkie.
Was it their blood sugar went haywire?
Yeah, it was something with the blood sugar.
And they blamed yep. that.
And
is,
they went. Ring!
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I'll find it for you.
Wow,
I can't believe you don't know that.
I don't. See, that's one of those things that must have been like. So those are like what I would call like the PS days in California.
K I E.
What are we spelling Twinkie now?
Yes.
Look, oh, I just. I am only the twin, and it already's.
The
saying
Twinkie
the
defense.
Twinkie defense is coming up on auto.
The Twinkie defense. All right.
I'll
so,
pull it up
and by the way, those are the PS days as far as the state of California goes. You know what those are, right?
No.
The pre-Steve days.
Oh,
that's why I don't know about it.
What are you?
2 years.
We're in the same country.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. It's like news doesn't. It's the weirdest thing. News.
West Coast news.
Oh, that's right.
What happened? What?
It was the Harvey Milk.
Harvey Milk, you're talking about the guy,
city supervisor from San Francisco.
Yeah.
The San Francisco, the gay and rights
Mayor
advocate,
George yep. Moscone.
Wait, the guy who got killed.
I'll let you read this one because it can, unless you want to go over it for the whole episode.
Well, no, just go over it briefly because now I'm too damn curious. So this is the guy, Harvey Milk.
It was sugary food was said to be a symptom of depression.
Sugary food is a symptom of
well,
depression.
Well, no, because I mean I'm glad that statement. Okay. And then as a result of his depression caused by eating the sugary food, which was the Twinkie.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's anything.
White was convicted of voluntary manslaughter.
Well, of course. What other sort of manslaughter? That's what I don't understand. Like, I don't understand this whole involuntary manslaughter thing. Because, like, at what point do you kill someone and you sort of didn't mean it? Like, yeah, I just kind of like.
I think drunk driving.
Yeah, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. Absolutely.
Where like.
Yeah, but if you get behind the wheel and you're plastered. I think you have to know it. At some point here, it's like Michael Gerber was saying. It's like it's like dumber and dumber,
dumbest.
Or whatever,
dumbest,
right?
Dumber and dumbest,
and Steve, right? That's like a whole other level of dumb. But when you look at that, and you've been alive long enough to see that if you drink and drive, it's not like one of those mysteries. It's not like one of those things that's kind of been hidden for years where people are just now figuring out that if you drink and drive, like, bad shit happens. Like, this is something that has been going on. There are actually organizations that have been formed to prevent people from drinking and driving. So if you go out and you drink and you drive, and by the way, this episode of Reinvention Radio is brought to you by the good folks at
liquor.com.
Yeah. But if you go out and you have been drinking, you have got to know that something bad could possibly happen. That's just the reality of it all. So I don't see how that would be involuntary. Like,
no, like, well, say somebody has a seizure when they're driving and they hit somebody.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's involuntary.
Well, I'm just saying, when you think of the word volunteer, hey, can I get a volunteer? Someone is raising their hand saying, I want to go, I want to do that. So that's why, even though I don't agree.
But I don't know if there's ever, like, voluntary manslaughter. Like, I don't think anybody goes, like, except for this guy at Pulse, right? The whole Orlando thing. Like, he got up, and by the way, that guy is fucked out of his mind. Like, I don't know if you heard, like, have you heard of some of the more recent things about what they found out about him? First of all, closeted as can be. He spent a significant amount of time in that club.
And his wife drove him there. And they have a 3-year-old, so she's wackadoodle.
Well, they're going to bring her up on charges, too.
Yeah, the jury's out right now.
No, they're absolutely, she's an accomplice. She has to be brought up on charges as an accomplice. No doubt about that. But evidently, he was, shall we say, communicating with some transgendered ladies? Or what would that be? I never can remember that. So if you have a wiener and you have breasts, does that make you a transgendered man or a transgendered woman?
What'd you have first?
Yeah, I was going to say, where'd you start?
I don't know how you're supposed to know these things.
You're the one asking the question.
I just want to crawl flip-flop under a rock when the subject comes up.
I guess I don't understand that. So how do you, what do? They just put in boobies? That's what happens? They just put in, I don't know. I don't get it. So, all right. But the bottom line is here that I don't think there is such a thing as involuntary manslaughter. I think maybe there is.
The
insanity plea?
They're definitely insane.
I'll tell you what. And we are obviously clearly here insane on Reinvention Radio. All right, guys, thanks for joining us here on The Rant. We'll talk to you really soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.